think the song really kind of runs out of steam at some point, and its repetitive nature becomes a noose around its neck. You know, it just doesn't... It does not keep going well. So you do get this little bit here. That's it. That's a little late song, end of song, like, oh, okay.
XM. Did I do that? I should do one more.
Across the state this year. Widespread flooding in the spring and early summer forced farmers into a late season planting, making it perfect conditions for pests to move in.
Oh no.
From the wet rice fields of the Arkansas Delta to the desert floor of the Burning Man Festival, the message for stink bugs is clear. You're not welcome here. In August, swarms of stink bugs caused a minor panic among Burning Man volunteers in Nevada. In Arkansas, rice growers want to keep the bugs from damaging their grain.
We're in a situation this year on our late planted rice that we have a lot of stink bug activity, and we're trying to avoid that situation of pecky rice, and so we're evaluating treatments for control of pecky rice and rice stink bugs.
Lorenz also says horn earworms are threatening soybeans.
This kind of population can really be devastating to our soybeans. This is just one of those years when sweeping on a regular basis and getting out there and checking can pay really big dividends in controlling these pests in the late season.
For information about thresholds and treatments, contact your county extension agent or see MP-144, Insecticide Recommendations for Arkansas, which can be found online at uaex.edu.
Now in rice, after stink bugs chew on the crop, their saliva liquefies the grain and causes the kernel to discolor and spot. Farmers are then forced to sell their product at a huge discount. Well, we have been talking about sugarcane aphids this growing season, and it's apparent that they have an appetite for the Kansas sorghum crop. This year, they have been found in 36 Kansas counties. Kansas State Research and Extension recommends growers scout their fields once a week by inspecting the leaves of 15 to 20 plants per location. Sample each side of the field, as well as sites near Johnson grass and tall mutant plants. Check at least 4 locations per field for a total of 60 to 80 plants. Well, Syngenta is expanding its pesticide portfolio. The company is launching a new high-performance fungicide after approval from the EPA. The product, Orindis, offers vegetable and grape growers a way to control mildew and late blight. Trials show that it helps farmers protect crops that have grown resistant to other pesticides. It will be released in 2016 during the growing season, and the company expects sales of more than $150 million. Today, more than 5 million veterans live in rural areas, a higher concentration than in any other part of the country. Well, that's why the USDA is hosting a veteran farmer social media panel to discuss farming
veteran
opportunities
farmers
for
social
service
media
members.
Panel.
And you are encouraged to join the Google Plus Hangout that's happening
yes.
this Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. The panel will feature Deputy Secretary of Ag, Krista Hardin, as well as veteran farmers and veteran training organizations. Veterans will learn about resources available to beginning farmers and ranchers. To learn how to join the Google Plus Hangout, just go to our website, rfdtv.com. The U.S. recently took first place in a different type of international competition. These students represented Team USA in the International Soil Judging Contest in Hungary. Winners were selected on their ability to correctly describe each soil, evaluate soil functions, and also interpret their performance under different management practices. The contest was one of the highlighted activities for the International Year of Soils. Well, vineyards are gaining popularity throughout the state of Georgia. Hawthorne Farms in Mitchell County is
International
a
Year of Soils, y'all.
2015. Lately, though, the farm has seen success coming from a new source, grapes. Georgia Farm Monitor's Kenny Bergamy explains.
Just outside Camilla on State Highway 112 in Southwest Georgia, you can find Hawthorne Farms.
I'm associate producer Kristat.
Really quick, there's one more story. We're going to get to this guy who fears aliens and his behavior is ruining things with his neighborhood, his other neighbors. But first, 49er party was absolutely amazing. I had listeners up here. Like I said on Twitter, I love my radio family. All the listeners were so wonderful. Big surprise, though. You guys know I eat Chipotle 4 times a week.
Yeah,
so
we do, typically.
For the party, I could either bring Chipotle or Chipotle.
Yeah.
So we had Chipotle. Chipotle brought a bunch of shirts and extra stuff to give away.
I had
comedy tickets. I gave away so many tickets for Dave Chappelle. Oh, I was doing dance-offs on the stage during...
Assume lotus pose and practice some affirmations. Close your eyes and picture the most beautiful, clear blue lake you've ever seen. Now a massive barbecue with thousands of the juiciest racks of ribs sizzling away. Repeat after me. Juicy, sticky ribs.
Juicy, sticky ribs.
Wait, what?
On our left, ostriches and blue jeans race beneath hot air balloons. Repeat after me. Ostriches, blue jeans, balloons.
Ostriches, blue jeans, balloons.
I'm sorry, did you say ostriches?
She's crazy.
Now for our affirmation. I am happy. I am positive. I am in Reno, Tahoe, USA.
Plan your next positive escape around world-class events like the Best in the West Rib Cook-Off, the Great Reno Balloon Race, and Blue Jeans Jam. Reno, Tahoe, USA. Positively electric. Go to visitrenotahoe.com. It's gonna be...
Come back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep.
Listening to Sway in the Morning on Shade 45.
You to pay for my music, for press and play, for all the stress that went into my song, my love and hate. The most honest I could be with you to date is to say thank you, Shady, for letting me be me with no holes barred. Thank you for the chance to enhance this old car. This old char with moonshine is but 2 fine lines on a blank sheet, but so far.
I'm naked, fool. She told me something little birdie's on the father. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But let the past, I proved to be a better man.
There is a lot of traffic. I know that's not surprising to any of you.
Came back 2 days late.
Turned to sick.
classic hip hop.
Come on.
And the Ad Lover Show.
Radio. That's the way it is.
Only on Sirius XM.
I mean, I guess this is what I get for leaving early, right? Trying to actually get to the office on time. I gotta get on the phone with some people at like 10.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to streaming some Destiny today. See if that thing's any good. So much on the freeway today. So if this truck is carrying a container, I'd like to Fulton.
Yeah. 911 in white neighborhoods. Ain't got no shame about it. She think I'm smart and I'm rich cause I can have any bitch. I got defensive and said, nah, I was the same without it. But then I thought back to a better me. Before I was a B-list celebrity, before I started calling bitches so heavily. Back when you could get a platinum plaque without no melody, you weren't sweating me. One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. 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 I want a real love, dark skin and Aunt Viv love. That Jada in that wheel love, that leave a toothbrush at your crib love. And you ain't gotta wonder whether that's your kid love. Nigga, I don't want no bitch from reality shows. Out of touch with reality hoes. Out in Hollywood, bringing back five or six hoes. Fuck them, then we kick them to the door. Nigga, you know how it goes. She deserve that. She a bird, it's a bird trap. You think about it in rap, she would flirt back. Taking off a skirt, let her wear my shirt before she leave. I'ma need my shirt back. Nigga, you know how it goes. One time for my LA sisters. One time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas can't tell the difference. One time for a nigga who knows. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved. Don't save her, she don't wanna be saved.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign. Load the chopper, let it rain on you. Fool me one time, shame on you. Fool me twice, can't put the blame on you. Fool me three times, fuck the peace sign. Load the chopper, let it rain on you. My only regret was too young for Lisa Bonet. My only regret was too young for Nia Long. Now all I'm left with is hoes from reality shows. Head of the script, the bitch probably couldn't read along. My only regret was too young for Sade Adu. My only regret could never take Aaliyah home. Now all I'm left with is hoes up in Greystone. With the stale face cause they know it's they song. She shallow with the pussy, she shallow. She shallow with the pussy, she shallow. She shallow. She shallow with the pussy, she shallow. She shallow. She shallow with the pussy, she shallow. She shallow.
So this morning's motivation was that your passion will lead you to your purpose. Those of you that are trying to figure it out, trying to figure out exactly what it is you should be doing, just think about what your passion is. What are you passionate about? That will most certainly lead you to your calling and the very thing that you were meant to do. I'm Renata Romaine, your ear candy. It's been a pleasure serving you breakfast this morning. Thank you for making me a part of your routine. Stay connected. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Renata Romaine. YouTube, all of that. And join the Air Candy crew. Receive our newsletters. Log on to RenataRomaine.com. I'll be back in the morning, God willing, at 6 a.m. Eastern. Till then, enjoy the rest of your day. It's what you make it.
I'm a nigga with it. I'm a nigga with it. I'm a nigga ball. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my niggas ballin'. All my niggas athletic. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dancer. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga tryna run the bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil' Quake fuck the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand up. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch there a bread truck. Got a big arm retarded. Car over for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran us. Bitches tryna put the head on. Niggas tryna put the fans on. Niggas tryna take mans on. Everything for the players on. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting down air ball. Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. You getting mad. I'm getting rich. Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out. And that's how the music is passed along.
New method.
Yeah, this is Kenny from Columbia, South Carolina. My idea was before MySpace and Facebook,
was that you have a spot where all fraternities come together. I came up with this idea because when I got to South Carolina to military, I couldn't find my fraternity headquarters. I had a part of the idea. I didn't have the other idea, like the technical side. And once I finished college, I knew it. But by that time, you had MySpace, Facebook, your face, and all that.
So this is Biggie Star from Long Branch, New Jersey. And I'm just picking up on this conversation with these things you guys are thinking of and inventions and things. What about a national chain of gentlemen's clubs at airports called the Landing Strip? You know, how they're blocked out like the windows so, you know, people can come and go as they please, get a nice strip steak while you're there, eat something real nice. Have them at these airports. I think that's a good idea.
Sway in the morning, Shane 4-5. That's a good idea, but there are a lot of strip clubs near airports called the Landing Strip.
Oh.
I've done my research.
Nice. So well prepared.
Yes, obviously. That was an interesting conversation. We have people who have great ideas that some of them got scooped and others haven't yet that have called us. And I'm good friends with George Foreman Jr.
Junior.
And his father is a part of a company that actually take ideas and help them come to fruition, teach you how to legally protect your ideas, so on and so forth.
That's
so
dope.
That's what I'm
that
looking for.
That is dope.
We want to thank our guest today, Bridget Kelly, for coming by today.
Yeah.
Summer of 17. Great conversation. We'll be posting that on Sway's Universe in the next day or so. But in the meantime, go on demand and you can hear the whole interview.
Yeah,
right?
Just go to SiriusXM.com/on demand and it's all there.
Tomorrow's show, Waka Flocka, is coming by.
Woo,
it's not a backslash.
Yep. My good friend Elijah Wood is coming by.
Oh, wow.
Hollywood Titan. Tracy, your good friend Diggy Simmons is coming by.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Yeah, we're going to have a little reunion up in here.
Y'all just did the show on BET, right?
Yes, we did. How to Rock Kicks, a nice old fashioned show. You can still just go to BET.com and watch it. It's up there.
Heather, all of our friend T.I. is coming by.
All in one day tomorrow?
All in one day, why not?
Hey.
Back from vacation, let's step it up. And so that's going to be a great show tomorrow. Make sure you tune in. Heather B. can be reached where?
At the Happy Hour, WHB, Instagram, and Twitter. You can go to my YouTube channel, that's the Happy Hour, HeatherB.com. Got a bunch of drink videos up there, and I'm dropping a new drink video tomorrow.
Tracy G.
Twitter, Instagram, at it's Tracy G, ITS, TRACYG. Also catch me on the snaps, it's Tracy G Snaps, and listen to my audio vision boards at shesbeautyandthebeast.com.
Okay, I'm at Real Sway on Twitter and Instagram. On Facebook and Snapchat, it's Sway Calloway. Follow me, deal with me, hang with
me.
Did you put up a Snapchat thing today?
Nah, let me do one right now, okay? I'm going to Snapchat something right now. So, Sway Calloway, y'all can check it out.
She's
in the studio right now. We got Jennifer's here. What up, Jen?
What up?
Okay. From Philly, Heather B.
Out of alcohol, water.
Tracy G.
Citizens, what are we doing?
DJ Wonder, NOQ. And that's it. And so, I'm going to.
So, they go to Sway Calloway to see that?
Yes, Sway Calloway.
Okay.
And I'm going to put SITM, Sway in the Morning, on the screen. And I'll be messing that up.
I just passed the phone. No, it's too late.
I did it. I just posted it. Thank you. All right. Thank you for your follow. All right. Until tomorrow.
Thank you, Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
He was, he was one of the best people. He reminds me of Guy Fieri's little brother.
I can see that.
Yeah, they're friends, too. He says it in his book, Are We Having Fun Yet? The Cooking and Partying Handbook. He'll be in Huntington, New York, today at the book review, 313 New York at...
Now you're with a monster in a hospital for talking that test. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses like when we got sick, sick to my stomach. Overcome it by thoughts, so me and us together, right? So when I asked out, she said I wasn't a type. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a beard, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a six for a father. I wish I was a little bit taller. Back. And everywhere I go, your wife gets laughed at. And when I'm in my car, I'm laid back. I got an 8-track and a spare tire in the backseat, but that's flat. And if you wanna know what's really whack, see, I can't even use a name, so what you think of that? I heard that prom night is a bomb night with a hood ratchet and a tight for Rio. But in my car, I can't even get a hell of. Well, so many people wanna cruise Crenshaw on Sunday when they're having to get my mind up. You know I take the one year to the 105. Get off my trip chart, tell my homies to the lie. Cause it's hard to survive when you're living in the concrete jungles. And these girls keep passing me by. She looks fly, she looks fly. They can say my, my, my. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl with a good, I would call her. I wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat. Friday, you can even speed on the highway. I would play ghetto games, name my kids ghetto names. Little movie, the Al Lorraine. Yo, you know that's sort of real. So if you down on your luck, you should know just how I feel. Cause if you don't want me around, see, I go swimming like a Seattle Greyhound. Hey, you, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down. Ah, yes, ain't that fresh? Everybody wants to get down like that. Wish I was a little bit taller, I wish I was a ball.
Wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you
you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song. But sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised back in the day.
Back in the days when I wish I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I wish I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say, I remember way back when. And everybody say, I remember way back when. Because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and two steady mob, and you steady mob in your head, and I came, so I got it made, but didn't always have clout. Used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed, and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first, so
hard in the this is on our way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did, but sometimes I still sit and reminisce.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say, I remember way back when. And everybody say, I remember way back when. And everybody say, I remember way back when. What?
Back in the days, when?
Back in the day. And everybody say, I remember way back when. And everybody say, I remember way back when. And everybody say, I remember way back when. What?
Back in the days, when?
Back in the day.
Quality time.
It is Twisters Mafia.
Yeah.
Turn around and
every time I see your fucking look in my eyes, little magnet on line, turn around. Every time I see your fucking look in my eyes, it takes up in my thing. But listen, you listen to Shade 45.
Let the traffic love rat. Straight up. Jokes. Choke that. Fuck sales on the road to getting rich off of touring. That's one thing for sure, like a shit in the morning. Shit, never a cold toilet. I need a bitch with a pussy like a Little League glove. I'm the epitome of all fly shit, jacket to the shoe sole. Two shooters, Flanagan, Caruso. I fly girl, stuff the drug in the Caruso. I see Bronson in a chartreuse coupe. My eyes sparkle like the Divas mirror. Make dice, we consider how they fishing in the river. Leaky sisters sit and shiver. Baby's caving, locks, no size, blue drive. Spanish bitches on the boardwalk, tube top. Old school shit, nothing in the tube sock. Safe to say, you ain't much without your crew hop. My time is now like a new watch, it's me.
Lumberjack rumble in the jungle, live from the bungalow where I package a rap bundle. You straight funnel, sugar cakes, I'm a bumble. Bean out of stick, you won't flee without a rumble. Hand sanitary.
Now let's turn around, the AMD kick pieces closer to the ground. We're getting good grip from the 50 series tires. The Alpine's bumping, but I need the volume higher. Cause the 808 kick drum makes a curly stitch. Down we're rolling Rainier, and the jealous wanna get some. Every time we did the suck, IMCs wanna battle. I'm the man they love to hate, the J.R. Ewing of Seattle. Picked up the posse on 23rd and Jackson, heading for the strip. Yes, we're looking for some action. The limo's kinda crowded, the whole car was leaning back. Maharaji's watching TV with two girlies on his lap. One Martin over the gate, the set looks kinda dead. We need a new street, so posse move ahead. We all look kinda suave, the crew you can't forget. The mix a lot, posse cola ripping up the set.
My posse's on Broadway. My posse's on Broadway.
Kid sensation is the teenage lady killer. Maharaji's on the deaf side, dancing like a freak. The girlies see his booty and the knees get weak. Larry is the white guy, people think he's funny. A real estate investor who makes a lot of money. Clacking lots of dollars, we all got gold. Cruising in his Benz and ain't got no place to go. Well, in 23rd, we saw nothing but thugs. The girlies was too skinny from smoking all his drugs. Cause the rock man got them and their butts just dropped. The freaks look depressed because our Benz won't stop. At 23rd and Union, the driver broke left. Kevin shouted, Broadway, it's time to get deaf. My girl blew me a kiss, she said I was the best. She's looking mighty freaky in a black silk dress. The closer that we get, the crazier I feel. My posse's on Broadway, it's time to get ill.
My posse's on Broadway.
Cuss, boy, I got a deposit. You got a bunch of dudes. You're broke, cold, crying.
about to rock, man, lose. You beat up on your girl, and now you're all upset. She's with the Mix-a-Lot posse on the Broadway set.
So many cars in this tunnel. Man. Wow.
Foxy Brown, the Il Nana. Destination. Black, black, black.
Yo, Nana, so real. First week out, shit the hell real. Niggas freaked out. She's all about sex.
Foxy Brown raps like she needs to blow her nose. You guys, this traffic this morning seems almost unfair.
The countdown to Hump Day is on, 70s on 7, on Sirius XM with Dan Hartman.
Yeah, big stretch, big stretch. Here we go.
Michigan. The horse had not been vaccinated against the mosquito-borne illness and has already been euthanized. Experts say horse owners across the state should be aware of the risk and take extreme measures to protect their animals. Well, the 38th annual Husker Harvest Days is kicked off, and the show is known as the world's largest totally irrigated working farm show, giving farmers a first-hand look at new equipment and technologies. Our very own Mark Sitter, Marlon Bolin, is live at the event in Grand Island, Nebraska.
Hi, everybody. From Husker Harvest Days, I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
Husker Harvest right Days full.
North American Marketing Manager for Kloss of Americas. And Jeff, thanks for joining us here on the program. It's great to have you with us. And you have kind of a unique angle about the Kloss combines that I wasn't aware of. And it has to do with used combines. Tell me about that. This is fascinating.
It is. Basically, what we did back in 2011, we did a recondition program for our Lexion trade-in. So for every dealer that trades in a Lexion combine, we bring that combine in, we do a 250-point inspection, we basically inspect the combine, recondition the combine, and then we used to put a 75-hour warranty on the combine, a protection plan, when it went to the field. We have just upped that to a 100-hour protection plan, as well as given the opportunity for the customers to upgrade that to a one-year protection plan as well. This gives them confidence and security when buying a used Lexion reconditioned combine, so they can go to the field knowing that they've got a protection plan.
What's not to like?
Absolutely.
That's right. What's not to like? I'm a journalist here interviewing you at Husker Harvest Days. This is not at all an ad for your fucking combine service. You fucking scumbags.
harvestingworld.com.
Any idea how many units you have on there?
Right now, I would say anywhere from 300 to 400 reconditioned combines are going to be on there. And the inventory continues to change on a daily basis, especially going into harvest right now. We also have
fucking the market day report is in the pocket of anyone.
Financial service lease return combines on there.
And everyone.
We treat those combines just like a dealer trade-in. So when that lease return comes back in off the trade, we go ahead and recondition it, and we prepare it to sell to the next customer as well and put the extended protection plan on that machine as well.
This is kind of unmatched, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no one else is doing it. This is like good fucking hardball questions.
2011, and in 2013, several competitors came along with their own recondition program like we're doing, but we wanted to be the first in the marketplace. And if you look at our Kloss lot here at Husker Harvest Days, we're the only manufacturer out here with a used, that's basically spotlights used combines on our new equipment lot.
And this is going to be something taking place year-round, and I would assume it encompasses all of the U.S. then?
Absolutely, all of the U.S. and Canada.
Okay.
So we focus on North America, and we focus on promoting our used combines because from a dealer's level, they stop selling new if they're too heavy on used inventory. So if we can help them continue to increase their turns on their used inventory, they're going to sell more new inventory for us.
So what's your booth number here at the show?
We're booth number 160.
160.
Right,
so
on the corner. You can't miss us.
All right. Well, good deal. And, of course, the machines are fairly big, too.
The machines are there. They're out in the field right now demoing. And if you have kids with you today, look for the Lexion Bouncy House. Let them come over and jump around the bouncy house.
I can tell you from personal experience, I've seen that. That is an awesome piece of game equipment out there. The kids fall in love with that. All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Jeff Lentz, he's with Class of Americas at Booth 160. I'm Marlon Bowling reporting from Husker Harvest
reporting.
Days on day number one.
All right, Marlon, thank you very much. We will talk more in just a bit. Of course, we will be bringing you the very latest from this event throughout the day. And also, don't forget tonight on your rural evening news. Well, wildfires continue to rage in Northern California. So far, the Valley Fire has swallowed more than 60,000 acres and as many as 1,000 structures. Wineries and vineyards in the area have also been burned. An early harvest brought on by the drought means not as many grapes are on the vine, but many that are not able to because of the smoke damage, they're not able to use them. At least 13 blazes are burning across more than a half a million acres in California right now. And citrus growers in California are being forced to make difficult choices. According to the California Citrus Mutual Growers Group, farmers across the state have pulled around 20,000 acres of trees. Now, the money lost will take decades to recoup, and in the meantime, consumers will be forced to pay more to buy oranges, lemons, and limes. Some growers have added reservoirs to their properties with the hope that the predicted El Niño weather pattern will bring storms this winter to fill them. Well, further north, up the west coast in Oregon, the hottest summer ever recorded in parts of the state, coupled with drought conditions across the region, has created just the right environment for winemaking grapes. Carly Gomez has more.
This season is looking like it's going to be a great season for the vintage, the Pinot Noir. The little bit of rain that we just had shouldn't be any problem at all.
Daryl Johnson, manager at Sweet Cheeks Winery, says with the hottest summer ever recorded, they're fortunate to be getting a vintage of grapes so ripe.
This year it didn't really affect us because the roots going so deep in our vineyard, so they were able to withstand the heat. We didn't get any wilting.
Johnson says the vines can withstand a few seasons with less rain, but over time, it can be devastating.
If we don't get the snowpack or the rain, then you may get affected a little bit more.
According to the National Weather Service, the Eugene area received about 27 inches of rain this year and about 29 inches last year. The average norm precipitation rate in Eugene is almost double that, about 46 inches.
The vines tell us what they need, and we planned for it. We knew it was going to be a hot year, so it changed how you do things a little bit differently, how open you leave the grapes, how many leaves you leave on, the shade aspect, so we were prepared.
As for the wildfires burning across the state, Johnson says the smoke wasn't enough to taint the grapes. Sweet Cheek says the 2015 vintage is expected to be harvested in about 2 weeks.
And the first wines from this year's grapes should be available in stores around March of 2016. Be sure to keep it right here. Joe will have your full forecast at 40 past the hour.
One historic night of comedy. Two comedy icons to come.
All right, Sweet Cheeks.
Larry the Cable Guy. RF.
Ooh, wait. We're missing this ad for Larry the Cable Guy. All right, last tunnel of the morning. Come on. Let's sit in this fucking tunnel.
Larry the Cable Guy. I feel like we missed out on some important Larry the Cable Guy information.
This canyon flooding can happen. That downslope flow, very dry, hard ground, and persistent hard rainfall can pop up flash flooding. We have a flash flood watch now just issued here for southern Utah. So this is going to be the general look west of the Rockies. Showers everywhere from Washington State, Idaho, and in through Montana. That is a very good picture here for the ag community. 1 to 2 inches when it's all done through Thursday. We will dry out once our boundary passes through here. It's going to head towards the east, and we'll get a half inch to an inch up through the northern Mississippi Valley. But we're looking for dry conditions, a good part from the southern plains up through the northeast, maybe a half inch of rain for southeastern Texas and their exceptional drought again through Thursday. But Florida's going to be the big rain picker-upper here for 1 to 3 inches. Your five-day forecast shows that stationary front just stalled out. And this is the system that's going to bring that rain from the northern plains more towards the northern Mississippi Valley by Thursday. Drier conditions will fall in behind that and through California. Heavier showers through Iowa, South Dakota, and Illinois. This will be by Friday. Dry and nice. It's just going to be a pleasant week all through the southeast, the Tennessee Valley, and a good part of the northeast. But by Saturday, still rain in through Florida, drier and cooler conditions behind this system, and that will be the same story here for Sunday. Today's high temperatures at that 90-degree range from North and South Dakota will be upper 80s in through the Mississippi Valley, but cool temperatures behind that, lots of 70s and some 60s, and watch the yellow colors move towards the east. 52 degrees the high tomorrow in Lewistown, Montana. Behind this system, cooler air is in place. Ahead of it, very warm, moist air that could generate some showers along that boundary. But where our high today is 90, by Thursday it's going to be 70 in through the Dakotas. That will be 60 by Friday. So cooler temperatures are headed to the plains this weekend. Hot to the south, very warm. Mid-80s up through the northeast by Friday and Saturday. It's going to be another fall-like weekend. Lots of mid-70s
fall-like
through the heartland. Warm by the Gulf Coast and towards the northeast. And by Sunday, again, a very fall-like weekend as we get as far south as flipping Arkansas at 77 degrees. But Our trends into next week will be to warm back up. Stay with us. A Crop Progress Tuesday, and the only place you're going to get the results right here with Mark Oppold as the Market Day Report continues next. Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Listen to Ag Day at 8 a.m. Eastern each weekday right here on Rural Radio.
Richest one-day rodeo in the world is back and bigger than ever. Tickets are now on sale for RFB-TV's The American, presented by Polaris Ranger. Tickets range from $20 to $150 and can be purchased through Ticketmaster or by calling 1-800-745-3000. For more ticket information and details on qualifying events, go to AmericanRodeo.com and watch Western Sports Weekly.
I feel like if you're going to sell tickets to a fucking rodeo, you probably should at least say what state it's in.
Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147.
And welcome back to our Market Day Report. Mark Oppold, as we work through this Tuesday, thanks for joining us, whether watching RFD TV. Lots of listeners on Sirius XM Channel 147. If you're on your way or driving into the Husker Harvest Days in Grand Island,
yep,
Nebraska,
that's what I'm doing.
Thanks for taking us along, number one. And you can keep track of news, weather, market activity as you head to that great, great show. Go to the RFD TV booth and meet Johnny Rogers. Shake his hand, get a picture and an autograph. Heisman Trophy winner from the University of Nebraska. You'll see a lot of red out there, rightfully so. All right, we want to get started with our grain update by giving you new information just coming in, and that is in the form of our monthly crush report. NOPA, the Oil Processors Association, putting out a monthly update of how many millions of bushels of soybeans have been crushed. This is during the month of August. For coming out today, and that number, 135.5 million bushels. Now, the average estimate was lower than that at 133.6 million bushels. Now, a month ago, we were over 145, so on paper, you would say, well, that wasn't all that impressive. Well, 135.5 million bushels for an August report is the highest since 2007, and that's one of the reasons we're seeing a bit of support under the soybean trade here today. All right, before we get to beans, take a look at the corn trade at this hour, and we'll have a look at the
corn trade
as well. Looking at the corn trade, still down 2 3/4 to 3 cents. The December taking over today and the lead with the September futures off the board. As you mentioned, yesterday was their last day. So in the case of corn, it's December new crop taking over, down 3 at 390.5. March down 2 3/4, 402. A lot more grain moving in the country, we are told by traders. Take a look at the cash corn trade. These numbers are posted
grain
early morning. Run through some of these. Check your local area. Basically, they are 6 to 7 cents better than they were yesterday. The Gulf at 438, Kansas City 376, Memphis 384 along that river. Then you go out west to Portland at 472. That was an increase of 7 cents. West Coast in L.A. also up 7. To 519, back in the Midwest, Decatur at 395. Now, the soybean trade, of course, we just showed the soybean crush number for August was the highest for an August number since 2007, helping keep support under the soybean trade.
I remember.
November, again, September is gone. The contract is gone. November up 7 1/4. 891.5 right now, after a high 894.5. So again, we are 3 cents off of that high of the day. But a lot of us soybeans may be moving those that still have some left in the old crop. Cash prices are double-digit advance, at least a dime, some 14, 15 cents better than where they were posted yesterday. The Gulf at 979, Kansas City 899, Memphis 919. Memphis showing an increase of 10 cents. Portland, 984. And back in the Midwest, Decatur at 914. That was a dime higher. To the wheat trade, then we go. Now, wheat.
To the wheat trade!
Yesterday, a good performance, and surprised by some how wheat performed yesterday. Taking about half of the advance yesterday, now back. December, Chicago down 7 at 494. They're high today, just over 503. And or the Kansas City wheat trade, December, down 4.25 at 492. And Minneapolis, the December contract there, down over just over a nickel, 519. Look at the report in the news.
What does Bayer look for in new soybean varieties?
Credence is Bayer's first global soybean seed brand. We are starting to offer the brand to U.S. growers for planting in 2015. And Credence is going to be the only national retail brand that will offer a choice of traits. Most national brands today offer only one trait technology, but we want to give growers choice. And we're going to offer glyphosate tolerance, and we will offer LivaLink, a key tool to manage weeds effectively short and long term. So those traits are going to be combined with what we like to call smart genetics, which is basically selecting the right genetics, testing them locally, having breeders select the lines that really are meaningful and high yielding for growers, and at the end of the day combining those two, the traits and the genetics, to offer growers the best possible products.
Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147.
Welcome back to our Market Day Report. Mark Hoffel looking at the livestock futures here, looking at live cattle under a lot of pressure here through late morning. That's why we're here every half hour. Live cattle futures down October, nearly a dollar lower. And in fact, they are coming, they're only 10 points from the low of the day. They went down to 140.40, and now 140 and a half. And that is down 98 points. December cattle down $1.03, 142.15. Feeder cattle on the day. Down even more. So the beef complex under a lot of pressure here. With
the beef
October,
complex.
We will give you September only for those that may be looking at a cash price. September feeder cattle at 197.72. Not a lot of trade, very, very little trade volume there. October and November getting the bulk of the volume. October feeder cattle down 278 right now. Certainly, we're going to be talking Thursday with Ed Serwin, USDA. They're watching. He's going to give us an update on the cash feeder auctions in Missouri and in Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and give us a comprehensive update. And they're going to be watching these lower feeder cattle. It'll be interesting to see how these auctions vary day to day. October down 278 at 192.02. November feeders down $2.60, 190.28. Looking at the hog trade, and then we'll come back after a look at the hogs. We'll take a look at the overall, a summary if we can, the livestock summary. Have that ready for us. Lean hogs are higher. Interesting to watch the lean hog complex, $2 higher.
Lean hog complex, feeder cattle trade anyway,
$2 lower. But here are the numbers. October lean hogs, $2 higher. In fact, $2.13 higher on the day, $68.98. While December hogs up $1.45, $63.70. A look at the cash trade for cattle, and we see the cattle trade not established. No surprise there. Well, hogs, first of all, we have an update around the country, then 5 to 39 cents better. A national average there now at 65.20. Take a look at that summary. If we might go back to the overall livestock summary, if we can, and take a look at overall the hogs and the cattle market. No trade in cattle, 146, 147. Some say we're going to pull that back now to like a 143, 144 when all is said and done here. Cash hog trade, though, now steady at 50 lower.
Cash
hogs.
This
is an update after the minute, but it's still in a range, 64 to 66. We have, again, steady 50 lower market. We have about a minute or so left. I want to go to Chicago.
Oh, great.
Joe Baklevic, there live on the floor. Joe, a real quick comment here on why we're seeing so much pressure in the cattle and feeder cattle complex today.
it's on fire, we're all fucking dying, oh my god, the whole market is burning down, there's a cow here, there's a cow on fire, you gotta fold in the cow on fire, there's a shit with the bullets, spit the bullets back out, help, it's all fucking terrible out here, the October contract is a motherfucker, we're all dying, no one's gonna make it out alive, not if I have anything to say about it, if I'm going down, we're all going down,
shakiness going on here,
feeder cattle forever, motherfucker!
What do you make of the lean hog trade then? $2 higher for the lead contract.
Fuck you for asking, you piece of shit! Lead hog fucking trade is fucking suck my fucking motherfucker, goddamn shit! We're fucked! We're all fucked! We're all fucked! Everybody get into fake meat now! There's poison in the real meat! The lean hog is all poison!
Kind of a negative tone.
Wow, interesting day. Jill, thanks for your time. I know your time is short. We appreciate the time you can spend with us from the CME group, so appreciate that very much. From Standard Grain, Joe, thanks. Again,
help!
Keeping an eye on that, Abby, the sharply lower beef trade, sharply higher pork, happens a lot that time, but we need to find out why, and those folks can tell us.
Right, thank you very much. Well, those who attended the recent Farm Progress show learned more about nature's pollinators. RFTTV's Janet Atkinson explains.
Here's an interview with a company that happens to sell these fucking items, along with an information about their website and all this other great stuff you can use. Man. All right, I made it to the office. It's great news. I'll see you guys later. I gotta go, and I gotta do stuff.